Secretary Vilsack, I wanted to ask you, too, about the recent article in Bloomberg Business Week. And if I might quote here from that, record federal deficits and changing priorities are spurring the Obama administration to redefine who receives rural aid. And it indicates that the government's shifting payments away from traditional farm programs to more rural development programs. And you weren't happy with that article, I understand.
Well, I wasn't, because I think it misinterpreted my comments to the reporter. And to make sure that folks understood how I felt about this, we actually provided a transcript of the interviews. And I think you can see from the transcript that there's really not much support for that notion. Let me first of all say that the president is very concerned about maintaining a strong safety net. We understand that there are certain risks inherent in agriculture that are probably different than virtually any other business, industry, or occupation in the country, and that we need a strong safety net in order to protect not just our farmers and ranchers, but also the consumers who in this country benefit from a relatively affordable food, which is safe and abundant. And we want to maintain that safety net. We want to make sure that taxpayers get a fair deal and a fair shake. We want to make sure that producers of various sizes get the help that they need. At the same time, we want to make sure that we continue to invest in the rural economy, because we recognize that part of that safety net for many farm families is that off-farm income. So you have to have both. You have to have a strong safety net with assistance directly, but you also have to be creating an economy, a rural economy, that's creating new job opportunities, which takes me back to the report that we issued today. When we see average family farm household income increasing by 5.8%, we know that there's something going on beyond just simply growth in the farm sector earnings. We also see that people are being employed and they're making a little bit more money. And I think that's reflective of the reinvestment and the Recovery Act putting resources into rural America in an unprecedented amount.
I know one of the points of contention in that article indicated, and actually gave a number of $5 billion a year that you might be looking to cut from direct payments to put towards rural development.
Totally inaccurate. And if you look at the transcript that we provided, there's no mention of that at all, none at all. It's an unfortunate circumstance where I think a reporter had basically an idea and a story that he wanted to write, and what I told him wasn't necessarily consistent with that, but he just decided to write it anyway, which is unfortunate because it gets a lot of misinformation out there. We did renegotiate the standard reinsurance agreement. As part of our crop insurance, we did not reduce coverage to the farmers and ranchers of this country. In fact, we expanded coverage under this agreement, but we did rebalance the arrangement between the insurance industry and the federal government and the national government. And in doing so, we saved about $6 billion, $2 billion of which we applied to expanded crop insurance opportunities in primarily the ranch and forage area and pasture area, and also provided potentially premiums for good producers with good records, and also increased the CRP program, which is important. And $4 billion we put towards deficit reduction, knowing full well that those in rural America, keeping an eye on debt, where American farm families have $1 of debt for every $11 of asset value, I think they expect their country to be more fiscally responsible in the long term, and that's what we intend to be.
Secretary of Agriculture Tom Vilsack, thank you for your time.
You bet, Ken. Thank you.